We got to move here.
Yes.
Let's do it. Tom, thank you, buddy.
We have so many new ranks, the high-level ranks, to introduce to you tonight. We're going to start with Mr. John Hall. He's Bronze Executive Director this month. He's a $100,000 ring earner.
Mm-hmm.
He is a group VP for South Carolina. I think North Carolina claims him, too. And we always want him to introduce his new executive to everybody. John, welcome to the call.
Thank you, Mr. Coyne and Mr. Coyne. I wanted to just say how privileged I have been over this last 5 months. There's a couple of associates on my team that I've had the privilege of getting to know and be able to work with and have them be on my team. One was Ezra Wright. And Ezra, when he came on board, a young man that goes to the church that we belong to and has a mission and a passion for the homeless, and he has a call on his life to do certain things that he feels that Legal Shield can be a tool and a method to help fund those missions. So what he did is he then brought in the sharpest person he know, and that would be Jasmine Foster. And Jasmine, I've just been so privileged to have Jasmine on my team and to be able to work with, you know, when you say I'm blessed, I mean, I am really blessed because I've got Ezra and Jasmine to be able to work with. And they did something that I was amazed. When Jasmine came on, it's actually the number is 14 in June that she recruited, according to my legacy. And the 15th one was on May 31st. So to give you an idea that within that 31-day period, she had recruited 15 people and got them Fast Start qualified. And three of those people, they were able to get to the manager position. So Jasmine was able to then achieve the executive director position with 15 Fast Start associates and three managers under her team. And I wanted to just introduce Jasmine. She's a second lieutenant in the Army. She's presently in the reserves. And I'm just so privileged that she could be on my team, but also for what she does in serving our country. So, Ms. Jasmine Wright, or Foster, I apologize, I keep saying that because I'm getting you and Ezra tied together. But if you're on, can you just go ahead and tell us what you've done this last month and what you're looking forward to in Legal School?
Hey, John, thank you so much for that introduction and everyone listening to this call. My name is Jasmine, and I'm just extremely excited. First off, I want to say that it wasn't just me. I owe it all to my team. We did this together. It was stressful. It was challenging, but it's certainly rewarding. And the reason why we did it, it's not even for us. We developed a ministry by the name of Addicted to God, and we just used Legal Shield as a vehicle to fund the ministry, realizing that through this we can impact far more lives with the help of Legal Shield than out of our own pocket. So just thank you, John, for granting Ezra this opportunity, which in turn allowed for me to be extended the opportunity and really bless the lives of people that we know, people that we don't know. And we're just really, really excited. And I encourage everyone to just find your passion and to just go for it because that's really what fueled us this month. I mean, it was long days and short nights, but through it all, you know, we owe it all to God. Like I won't even take credit because it's not for me. It's certainly for Him. So.
Well, thank you, Jasmine, and the ability to go from associate, senior associate to executive director in that short a time. You know, we talked about the millennials and what they're able to do, and now I'm privileged to be able to see them in action. You know, and working with them on my team, and so. I'm very excited, and I know that what we're going to hear, you know, in the conference, and that's why one of the major things is I encourage everybody to go to the conference. When I joined Legal Shield in 2005, one of the first things that somebody encouraged me to do was within a few weeks of after joining, I actually attended the conference. I actually left my family on vacation in Hilton Head and flew out of Savannah and went to the conference, and that was the best decision I ever made because when I went to that conference, Legal Shield became real to me, the ability to see the attorneys on the stage, the attorney generals and the state insurance commissioners and all the other people and sharing about how Legal Shield is changing this industry and providing just a phenomenal service. But getting to see all the people that we have access to in Legal Shield, And literally, I came out of that after, especially hearing John Gardner for the first time talk about identity theft, just so excited that this is exactly what I wanted to do. And I had a passion that kind of fueled the rest of my time here in Legal Shield. So if you can, do whatever you can to get there, because this conference can literally change your life. Back to you, Mr. DeCoin.
John, a quick question before we move on. Didn't that mean Jasmine got a 20-something thousand dollar bonus?
Well, yeah, you know, there's a little
is that right?
In there. When you hit director and you have 15 Fast Start qualified associates, yes.
How much is it?
So it'll be a $24,000 bonus.
Yeah, oh, my God.
Good grief.
That's probably more than she made all year with the military. Jasmine, great job, babe. That was super. We're super proud of all of you. Thank you so much. And we got the next segment. And listen, we hate to rush like this, but we got great stuff coming up for every one of you. But we do want to say congratulations and thanks for serving in the military.
Absolutely, Jasmine. We're proud of you and proud of you, John. Thanks for working with her and helping her succeed. It made a big difference. So I know you're all waiting with bated breath to hear from the newest Platinum Executive Director in the company.
Who was featured on the call.
Who was featured on the Executive Director call today, did a phenomenal job.
We kept getting calls about the call. I mean, this is crazy stuff.
Yeah. So, and he broke the 17-year record from Brian Carruthers, I understand, in making it Platinum in 5 months.
He made Crothers look like a little girl.
But before we turn it over to Justin, and before he gets formally introduced, I actually want the Gardners to formally introduce him, because the Gardners were side by side with this gentleman and his team, I think, every minute of the month, especially the last few days. We're talking to 1, 2, and 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, I know, because they kept calling me. They never took that long.
And I'm telling you, I've never seen a team, including the Gardeners, work as diligently, as committed, and as excitedly
to support each other.
Yes, for the future. So, John, Elizabeth, take it over.
Well, Elizabeth, you want me to run here for a moment? Can y'all hear me?
That's a yes, John. She didn't answer.
Okay. You're on mute. She's sorry. Okay. All right. So I'm going to get started and turn it over very quickly. But here's what I wanted to tell everybody. I'm walking to my desk, and I'm sitting down with notebook and paper and pen. And the segments already have been good. But you will each learn nuggets in the next few minutes that will change your life. Now, Nick Odom and Justin Peterson have put together not just the past 17 years, but nobody has done what they did in the past 44 years. 44 years. And I was on the phone with a Platinum Council member this afternoon who said that this story is good for the entire company and could change the entire industry. And it's not just the story, it's the people involved in it. They will tell you they're not special. They are special, but they did not do anything that you cannot do. And so I want to turn it over to Nick and Justin. They've got their team members who I could spend all night talking about each one of the people that they've got on the call tonight individually. But I know y'all want to hear from them. I do want you to urge you to get your pad and pencil in hand, because they're going to tell you things that you're going to want to use with other millennials, that you're going to want to use yourself, that you're going to want to inspire others with. Justin, Nick, over to you.
Thank you, John. Can you hear me?
Absolutely, I can.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I've been sitting here listening to this phenomenal call. Congratulations to you, Jasmine, for hitting ED. Really proud of you. And I thought I had all my thoughts together until I heard Frank Acoin call Brian Carruthers a little girl, and I think I lost them all. I couldn't believe it. It's recorded. He said it, not me. but, hey, what is this business if you can't have fun with it? So thank you for the introduction, John. Thank you, Teresa and Frank Acoin. And thank you to the whole Performance family and all of Legal Shield for you know, all the love and support you've given myself and my team over the last 5 months, it's been incredible. It has literally changed my life, and as you'll hear over the next 20 minutes, the lives of a lot of other people. This was something that was done as a huge team effort. You know, you hear my name a lot, but as everybody who's been in the industry for longer than a couple weeks knows, it's not one person. It's the whole team. And that's so true. So what I wanted to do is just say one thing for me, and then I want to turn it over to the people who Nick and I really put our heads together and decided these were some of the people who stepped up whenever it mattered, who really, really brought a lot of talent to the table, you know, in the clutch, as we like to say, and some of the people who are going to be long-term players on our team and in this company that you guys will really want to watch out for. But the one thing that I want to tell you guys is, as you hear my story and as you hear, you know, all these numbers about how much money I've made be thrown around, I want you to know that you'll hear, you know, the details of my story from in this industry on stage in Oklahoma. But I am not an overnight success. I am not a five-month success. I've been in this industry for about 3 years, and I have been a master at failing at this industry for 3 years. So know that if it wasn't for the leadership, the mentorship, the amazing product and compensation plan, yeah, I would not be where I am today. But also know that I've failed a lot. I've learned how to do this the right way through doing it the wrong way. So I just want you guys to hear that from me, that is it possible to go from a absolute brand new, fresh in the industry person and have quick success? Yeah, absolutely. You know what I mean? I've been out of the industry for a long time, so I had to knock the rust off. But at the same time, just know that everyone's going to go through adversity. Everyone's going to go through challenges. It's not going to be, you know, the easiest thing in the world. Even if you do it fast and do it right, it's still challenging. The last 5 months have been extremely difficult, but it's all worth it in the end. So what I want to do is turn this call over to some of my most favorite people in the world, my friends, my team, and my family. We have 5 people who each have just a few minutes. And guys, please be mindful of your time, as I told you about earlier, because we have a lot to fit in. But the first people I want to introduce you to, Johnny Mendez and Tim Lawrence. They're partners out of Kansas. And these two, Johnny and I had known each other years and years ago and just reconnected, just happens chance. And Johnny is an incredible young guy. His partner, Tim, is just talented beyond belief. I have actually never seen these guys in physical form. We've never been in the same place once before ever. I just talk to them over the phone, and sometimes we'll see him on a FaceTime call. But I am so privileged to have them on my team, and they stepped up big time in the clutch to help a fourth leg hit ED whenever it counted. So, Johnny and Tim, the call is yours.
Guys, thank you so much, Nick. To both Nick Odom and Justin Peterson, thank you so much. It's their commitment and leadership that's really kind of helped us continue in the success that we're having this early on. That's going to sound like the Oscars right now, because I want to thank everybody. So for the Gardeners and the Acorns, I want to thank you so much. There's been many a time where John has popped on a phone call and really just helped us out. When there's one person in the room or 10 people in the room, he's still got the same enthusiasm. And that's one of the things that I wanted to speak to is, you know, Justin was asking, what is the surge? Why are we seeing such a surge? And one of the things is we have never seen a time like right now when there's so many different generations that have adapted their lifestyle to modern-day technology. And what we're finding is that, you know, this millennial generation that has now grown larger than the baby boomer generation, and it's 3 times the size of Generation X. And it's some people say it's a generation gap, but what we see it is evolving into, it's becoming more of a generation mesh, in that we are all encouraging one another to communicate, share ideas, work together to achieve our goals. And that has never been so, you know, much more prevalent than what just happened this past month. So we're so proud to be a part of that. You know, it's the dedicated senior manager that works with those new associates and imparts upon them the wisdom of this company that's been so successful 47 years. And then you combine that with impressive new sales tools and marketing like the Legal Shield and the ID Shield smartphone apps, And it's that kind of technology and training that go together that instills confidence in these associates. And it's reflected in the enthusiasm that they have. And it's whether you're presenting one-on-one or an entire group, it all starts with those core services. And when the takeaways that we get every time, it's a reoccurring theme, it just makes sense. And really, that's what it is. It just makes sense, and it all fits together. So, again, congratulate everybody, you guys. Stories that have met their goals, really inspiring. I'm going to turn it over to Johnny Mendez, who got me started. His dedication and positive attitude is going to shine through. So, Johnny.
Hey, what's going on? So, it's Johnny Mendez. And like Justin said, you know, we've known each other for, you know, a few years now and never actually met, which is pretty crazy. But soon, soon enough. And so I just want to give a huge thanks to my brother Justin Peterson and Nick Odom. You guys have really stepped up to, you know, open my eyes to the opportunity as well as push me to be the guy I need to be in this business. And as well as Mr. Acoin and the Gardeners, thank you guys so much. Can't thank you enough. But I just want to start by saying, you know, in the 2 weeks or so that I've been doing this business, I've really been able to share the idea with a lot of people. I mean, whether it's recruiting them or just filling them in on the projects that I'm working on, the one thing that I've noticed by sharing with these people, whether they're 18 or whether they're 65, is that everyone agrees on one thing. And that is, like Tim said, it just makes sense. And something that I've always been told is that if it makes sense, it makes dollars. So, I mean, at no point in my life have I ever heard of affordable legal services and identity protection that's accessible 24/7, 365 from mobile apps. And you can build a business sharing this with people. Like, to me, this is a game changer. I mean, think about it. We've all been or, you know someone who's been in a car wreck, been ripped off an answer, or even been in a situation with police where if they had an affordable attorney, you know, the situation would have gone a lot smoother. So this is helping people, and it's going to help so many people. And that's probably what I love most about Legal Shield. So it keeps me driven, it keeps me motivated, and keeps me humble. So with all that being said, I can honestly say that I've not had any objection to the service when sharing with people because it's so relevant. I take that back. I've gotten one objection, and it was, I know how to talk to the cops. So I'll let you guys know how relevant that remark is. But, you know, just to wrap things up, I want to thank, you know, everyone just for the support and the camaraderie that we have here and just to keep in mind the convenience, the affordability, and the fact that it just makes sense. So, you know, again, thanks again. That's all I've got to say. You know, from Tim and I out here in Lawrence, Kansas, we hope mass success to everyone that's on this call and that joins the business.
Well done, Tim. Well done, Johnny. Thank you so much for hopping on. And just so everybody knows, these are the biggest takeaways that these next few people you're going to talk to took away from the last month of being in the business and experiencing this push to platinum. So for Tim and Johnny, if you didn't catch the theme, it was hashtag, it just makes sense. And that's so true. The next person I want to introduce you guys to, I've had the pleasure of getting to know over the last, really the last 2 weeks. This young lady's 19 years old. Comes from Tennessee, just recently made a move to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. For those of you who are active on the Legal Shield Associate Network Facebook group, I made a post about a week ago of her shedding some victory tears after realizing that she hit senior manager in her first month in the business, almost all from personal memberships. It was just incredible. That qualified her for a $1,000 bonus plus some cash incentives. As well as the recognition that, of course, she's going to get in Oklahoma City, and the fact that, you know, her story is she was so underappreciated at work. She was just sick and tired of being sick and tired. She made a decision, you know, drew a line in the sand and said, I'm not going to take this anymore. She put in her 2 weeks' notice, and before she could even serve her 2 weeks, they fired her. And after that, a fire was lit, and she just went crazy on this business. And I am so proud to have her on my team. After she hit her senior manager mark, she went and started doing calls for somebody else's team, on my team, of course, but somebody else that had no benefit to her whatsoever. She's a genuine team player, and she is our MVP for the month. That is for sure. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to introduce to you Miss Maddie Belcher.
Thank you so much for that introduction, Justin. Can everyone hear me?
Loud and clear.
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, I just want to say thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to be a part of something bigger than myself. This has honestly become my family. most of you don't know me or my family situation, but I don't really have people there for me. It's just me and my dad. And so coming into something like this has just absolutely changed my life. And I just want to thank each and every one of you before I get started on my part. So thank you, especially a huge thank you to Benjamin Otini and Devin Grissom and Sean Ball and the Gardners and Justin and Nick. Like, all you guys are just super awesome. And some people I probably forgot to mention, but you know you're special as well. So tonight, my biggest takeaway from this whole entire thing, coming into this at 19 years old, I was like, okay, so I'm going to take this in my hands. And that was my thought process at the beginning. This is me. Like, I'm going to do this business by myself. And as weeks went on, I started to realize it's not about me. It's about my team. It's about what duplicates. I've had multiple calls and texts on Facebook asking me, how did you do it? What is there one thing that you can put your finger on and tell me how you did it? And I'm like, yes, like I have that answer. And it's PBRs, house events, launch events. And as I was talking to people in over like closer to Charleston and North Myrtle on Justin's other legs, they didn't do those. And I was like, what the heck? Like, it just didn't make sense in my mind. So what I want to do tonight is I want to teach you guys my process of getting people to the PBR and the mindset that you should have going in. So the first step is get your head right. Like, don't go into a call, don't go into a text with your mind on 27 different things. You sit there, you take 5 minutes out of your time, you get your mind right. You tell yourself, I'm going to get this person there, they're already there. I'm going to make this sale. Whatever you have to tell yourself to get yourself in that mindset. The first huge step of inviting to a PBR is going to be, obviously, to call the person. But you want to make sure that you begin or you continue the relationship. So if you don't already have a pre-existing relationship with this person, start one. Get to know them. Get to know what they do. You know, ask questions. People like to talk about themselves, so take that and run. And then from there, you're going to compliment them. Make it a genuine compliment. I typically go for something about their personality or their leadership skills or their honesty. Anything of that nature is perfect because that puts the ball in their court. And they think, oh, my gosh, like she cares about me, or, you know, they really want to know what's going on. And their mindset is taking from sales pitch into, you know, their own playing field. So we have the call, get to know them, and then compliment them. Third thing is clear the schedule. So from here, you know, hey, Ben, what are you going to be doing Thursday night at 8:30? Typically, you know, people don't know where they're working or something of that nature. And then the most important thing in this one is to pause. After you say that, don't go any further. Power in the pause. I cannot be more serious about that. Let them answer. Whoever answers first, like, loses, I guess. It typically works for me. So, you know, clear the schedule, and then you're going to invite them. And this is key. This is so vital. This verbiage, you need to write this down if I could tell you one thing. This is exactly what you're going to say. Hey, well, me and my business partners are actually launching an app this Friday at 8:30. I would really, really love if you would come out and give me your opinion and support me. So that, like I said, puts the ball back in their court. You want their opinion. People always love to talk about themselves, so, you know, put it out there. Give them your opinion and support me. And then from there, they're either going to tell you yes or no. The fifth step is to confirm the invite. So, awesome. I'm going to go ahead and save your seat. If anything pops up for some reason you can't fake it, no hard feelings. Just give me a call and let me know. There's only 20 seats available. I want to make sure all those seats are filled. And then the last step is the most important step of them all. Get off the phone. People tend to word vomit, and they just go and go and go, and then they get the presentation mixed with the invitation, and then it messes the whole system up. So get off the phone and sound like you're in a hurry. Hey, man, you know, thanks for talking. I'm going to hop off here, hit a quick workout. If anything pops up, like I said, give me a call. No hard feelings. I just want to make sure all those seats are filled, and then get off the phone. So that is the most important thing to me. PBRs are the biggest thing, you know, time efficiency. If I could talk to 10 people in 10 different appointments, or I could talk to 10 people in one appointment and sign all of them. Our closing rate right now is probably, between me and Devin, is probably about 90%. So it's just time efficiency and getting your upline there to do that for you. That's all I have, guys. I just want to say thank you one more time to everyone out there. Could not have done it without my amazing business partners. So I love you guys, and I'm going to turn it back to you, Justin.
Maddie, you're the best, and I'll vouch for you on that closing ratio. You're 90% or higher, that's for sure. She, whenever we're in my condo for the last couple days of this push, we would put people on the phone with her that, you know, had never met her, she never met them, and it would be 15 minutes. She'd walk out, and she kept saying, "And another one," and she would close them. And us guys are sitting at the kitchen table looking at each other like, this chick's an animal. Like, holy cow. She's just a closing machine. So definitely make sure you implement what she just taught you guys tonight. All right, moving quickly. Next up, young lady out of Raleigh, North Carolina. For those of you who have listened on this call, you know of Christian Vegas Hampton. Christian is a mentor of Bailey and has really been teaching her the ropes, and she has just blown our socks off the last 2 months now, 2 months, and she is a producer, that's for sure. I don't know how she does it, but she just pumps out the personal enrollments. She's 5 sales away from senior manager. Just incredible. So, Ms. Bailey Scheibner, are you on the call?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Take it away.
All right. What's up, guys? I'm here with the whole Valor team, actually, right now. I'm so happy to be on this call. Like, this is super exciting for me. So thank you for asking me to do this. Two things that I kind of took away with Legal Shield, or I've been taking away. The first was just that, for me, I have a big family. I'm one of 8 kids. My mom and dad, I have Sid together. We have a lot of people driving, and knowing that we have the peace of mind with Legal Shield, just that if we get in a car accident, or if someone gets a traffic violation, which I have gotten a couple of, or, you know, just the will thing, that has been really big for my family. So starting Legal Shield, I just really learned that having that peace of mind and being able to give that peace of mind to other families was one of the biggest reasons why I wanted to do it. Aside from that, I just wanted to talk a little bit about one of the other reasons why I started this, and that was belief. One of my mentors, Michael Valor, I'm sure you guys know him. You've heard a lot about him. He told me at the beginning of this, belief leads to action, which leads to results. And at first, I didn't really understand that, but then I started to think, what does that mean? Belief in yourself, belief in Legal Shield, belief in what I'm doing. When I started raising that belief in myself and that I could do this, that I could work hard, I could make those sales, that I could build a team, you know, and have fun doing it, and I started acting on that, I started producing, I started making sales. Like Justin said, I've had a lot of personal sales. Probably more than half of my sales on my team have been my own. And that led to the results that I wanted. So I just wanted to tell you guys that belief is a really big thing for me. Believe in yourself. Believe you can do it. Believe that, you know, no matter what, you can overcome the situation. I don't really have a lot more to say. I know I have 5 minutes, but I just wanted to leave that little piece of advice with you guys. So thank you.
Bailey, you are incredible. Shout out to the entire Valor team. None of what we were able to do this month would have been possible without you, Bailey, and without all of the Valor family. Thank you guys so much. And I'll tell you this. You talk about belief, Bailey. We believe in you, and we believe that you are our next ED on the Michael Valor team. So get ready for a crazy month, man. And to close it out real quickly, this man needs no introduction. He is Benjamin Notini out of Raleigh, North Carolina. I think he's all the way across the map right now, though. I'm not really sure where he is. He's going all over all the states, building his teams. He has an incredible story for what he did this last month. He made a decision against the odds that he was going to be ED no matter what, literally no matter what, and he made it happen all the way down to selling a membership with 2 minutes left in the month to not only qualify for ED and help our team hit platinum, but to make a $16,000 bonus. Let me repeat myself, with 2 minutes left in the month. So, Ben, sorry that you only have a little bit of time left, my friend, but I made you the ending speaker here because I know that you're going to bring the heat to close this out for us. Call's yours, sir.
Thanks, man. Can you hear me?
Perfectly.
Can you hear me?
Clear.
Okay, all right. Awesome. Sorry. Well, thank you, man, for the introduction. I'm so happy and blessed to be here. I'm happy that, you know, just be a part of this team. But let me tell you guys why I am fired up and how I was able to hit ED, okay? When the month started, I made the decision that no matter what happened, I was going to hit this rank. I was going to get a $16,000 bonus because I needed that to happen. And regardless of what came against me, I was going to do it. Justin Peterson told me that I need to decide on something and figure out how to make it happen. But just make the decision and then commit. And unless if you commit, you will never succeed. So I will tell you guys, I made the decision that nothing was going to stop me from getting that $16,000 bonus. Nothing was going to stop me from hitting executive director. I'll share one story to show you how committed I was to this goal. I have several teams in several different cities. I live in Raleigh. Not only did I quit my job serving tables, after one lunch shift, I made $27. I said, you know what, I could have done two meetings today, and I could have made four times the amount of money. I quit my job. I said, I'm going to do this. Well, I got to the point where I had $22 in my bank account right after I had filled up my gas tank on my way to Charleston. And I was going to hit four different cities in 3 days to do events and grow with my team. And I had no idea how I was going to eat, how I was going to put gas in my tank. I had no idea how it was going to happen, but I knew what I had to do was go on this trip. Halfway through the month, I said, I need to do this trip. I don't know, I will not hit my goal if I don't, so I just left. And I'm not going to tell you how I made it through because I don't have enough time, but you know what, regardless is, I didn't go hungry and I made it home alive. But I made the commitment because I knew if I could hit this bonus, I would make more money that I could have made all summer working at my job, you know. And I'll tell you right now, I don't know how many nights in June I slept on Justin Peterson's couch, but, you know, I probably slept in my own bed a total of 2 to 3 nights because I was just working so hard and traveling so much. And, you know, guys, you have to make the decision on what you want. You have to decide what it is you want to be in life, what you want to have in life, what you want to do in life. Just decide. And then the next step is to commit. And when I say commit, I mean go all in. I mean, don't look back. Burn the boat. You have no choice but to make your goals your reality. And until you commit to that level, you will not succeed. But it is worth it when you make it. So thank you, guys. Sorry for getting emotional. It's just this has changed my life, and I know how much it can change every single person on this call's life, but more importantly, how much it can change the people that you have refused to introduce this to so far. If you've been a part of this company and you have people and friends, family that you have not shared this with, shame on you, because this has changed my life. And if my friends and family had not shared this with me, if Justin Peterson had not gotten on a phone call with me, if Jeremy Hux and him had not sat down with me, I wouldn't have had this opportunity. It's changed my life. So if you have not done that yet, shame on you. And that's how you should look at it when you're deciding on whether or not you need to tell people about this business. So thank you so much, Justin. That's all I have.
Well, there you go, Performance Family. It's all the passion behind what we're doing here. Everybody knows how to do it. Everybody knows the how-tos. Just a matter of putting passion behind it. Frank and Teresa, sorry that we went a little over. Thank you so much for the opportunity to share all of my fantastic team with you. I'll turn the call back to you.
How about back to
Frank,
John Elizabeth?
Frank, before I turn it back to you, just for one moment, I know they weren't planning on Nick Odom speaking for a moment, but yeah. Nick, you had such a powerful minute or two on my either my 10 a.m. call or my 5:45 call about scheduling that I just didn't want people to miss, because it's been so powerful in what y'all have done. Nobody, I mean, everybody's been excited. Everybody's been saying they work so hard. Would you just give 1 minute on what you do to schedule? Because I think that's something everybody here needs and could copy.
Absolutely. I'm in a rainstorm right now. Can you hear me all right?
Absolutely. Very well.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, you know, absolutely. I think that one of the most important things that we did this entire time, not just this past month, but the last 5 months building this business, was really intentionally setting appointments every single minute of every single day, planning our time out intentionally. And when John asked me to talk about it a couple days ago on one of his other calls, you know, it, to me, it seemed like such a simple topic. And I didn't realize until afterwards hearing their feedback just how important it was, just how ingrained into our systems it had become and why it had been so fundamental with our success. So just to give you guys a couple of nuggets on what exactly we do on a day-to-day basis, you know, I have a planner, okay? And it's the same planner my dad uses. It's called Action Day. It's a great one. You can use any planner you want, but you need a paper planner in front of you so that you can open up and look at your entire week and see exactly where you have time available to schedule appointments. And what we do is we are constantly calling people on our team, people that aren't on our team, people that might potentially be on our team, and we're setting appointments. And sometimes we don't even know what the appointments are for. Sometimes I'll just call up Benjamin Notini and say, hey, what are you doing Wednesday at 4:00? And he'll say nothing. I say, great, we're meeting then. And we'll find out when we get there what the meeting's for, but we're creating activity right away. Every single time you set an appointment, every single time you set a one-on-one with someone on your team, every time you set a sit-down with someone who could be a potential prospect, who could be a potential, you know, new customer, you know, you're creating action in your business. You're creating actual, you know, movement in your business. And so what I do every single day is I have my planner at the beginning of the day, and I try and fill every opening. You know, I look at all the openings that are already, you know, I look at all the spots that I already have filled, every appointment that I already have locked in, and I say, where else can I fit more into my schedule today? And I make it a goal to fill every single spot before the end of the day, before the end of the week, so that I'm using every bit of my time intentionally. And I'll tell you, some of the biggest advances we've seen in our business are literally when I've just sat down with someone who's already on the team with no purpose and just said, okay, let's talk about your business and where we want to go next. Or whenever I've texted someone on my prospect list, not even about Legal Shield, and just said, hey, when are you available to meet this week for coffee? And just booked an appointment. And once you book that appointment, the rest takes care of itself. It'll naturally come up in the conversation. What have you been doing? Oh, I've been working with Legal Shield. It'll naturally come up. If you set an appointment with someone on your team, they'll naturally ask you, well, hey, I don't know, what are the next steps for my business? You don't even have to bring it up. So, you know, for us, intentionally scheduling all of our time, intentionally blocking out every single space of time that you have has been extremely, extremely crucial. And being able to open up, you know, one sheet of paper and see your entire week and everything that's going on is incredibly crucial. So I carry that around everywhere. I work completely out of it. I don't make a decision unless I look at it first and see, do I have the time available? In other words, we say time is money. However, if you don't treat your time the same way you do money, in other words, you watch every single minute and where you're putting it, then you're going to end up broke. So, John, that's what I would say on using time intentionally and scheduling. You know, I'll pass it back to you.
Well, thank you so much. And, you know, I read that John Rockefeller, when I was reading his biography, scheduled every 15 minutes in his day. And he scheduled downtime and he scheduled rest time and all that. And family time, but that's been one of the things that really impressed me that I don't think people do. They don't plan their day, and they certainly don't plan it to the extent that y'all have been planning it. Now, I know Frank may have a question for you or Justin or Teresa. I know we're a few minutes over, but I will tell you, this is an historic achievement, what y'all did, and it's about life, how you go about life, just making it for all it's worth. So, Frank, back over to you. Thank you for allowing us to have them on. Oh, one last thing.
I mean, that's perfect. And I just want everybody to know that. Go for it, John.
One last thing, Frank. I'm sorry. I meant to say this earlier, but, you know, right after he talked about writing things down, I want to urge everybody to go to the Performance Family page on Facebook. And if you're not a member, go on and request to be a member, and we'll approve you. Performance Family page. This team communicates via Facebook extremely heavily, and we want to start doing what the rest of the world is doing. We've got a large, a great Facebook page. Please go to Performance Family Facebook. It'll show as a closed group, but join, and we'll approve you, and we'll run from there. Frank, I'm gone. Thank you.
Okay, John, thank you so much. Nick, are you still with us?
Yes, sir.
All right, Nick, I got one other thing to say, but what was the name of the planner you used? And I think you get it at Staples, don't you?
Yes, sir. It's called Action Day, and they make it, and I use the weekly version, and it has space for every hour of the day, as well as notes and goals on every page with personal development at the front. So it's a pretty good book for anyone that's in network marketing.
Action Planner, available at Staples, and you can probably order it online if you can't get it anywhere else. Okay. The other thing that you got a question?
No, I'm just going to add a couple things before we wrap up.
Okay. I want everybody to realize that he didn't say he did two exposures a day.
They're setting appointments.
They're setting appointments and then doing the exposure. They're not just saying, I'm sending out five of this. They're filling. Now, they may do that also on top of what they're doing. They can tell us. But they're sitting down with people face-to-face and talking to those people. And just like the young lady said, they're getting to know them, they're complimenting them, and they're doing things like that and bringing this up. So it's not just 2 to 5 exposures a day or 20 exposures a day. You can do that, but if you do that, you can do that in the morning. I mean, you can send out,
emails
or prospect or anything else, 20 of those every morning. But if you will do that and plus what he's doing, there's no telling where you'd be. And also, isn't it true that you're a platinum?
Nick.
Yes,
Nick.
Sir. Yes, sir.
I want everyone to know that you did exactly the same thing Justin did.
Yeah, they're partners in their business.
They're partners in their business. And I'm telling you, it's not just one applause. It's a lot of applause, not just for these two, but this whole team.
Yes.
And I want to say from the bottom of my heart, Nick, congratulations. I know how humble you are, but I want everybody to know you was involved with that. Was anybody else? I know you guys are team members, and but just congratulations to you, and I know your family's proud of you. This family is certainly proud of you. And, Teresa, anything else you want to say something to him?
I just want to say huge congratulations. It is a historic moment in the company, not just in the Performance Family.
Oh, they can do better than this.
So we are super excited about your future here. We know it's just the first 5 months, for goodness sake. So I cannot wait to see many of you on stage in Oklahoma, and cannot wait to meet and greet. I don't even know all of you on this team at the breakout, if not sooner, in Oklahoma.
You have done what we've been trying to do on this phone for a long time, which is clarifying and simplifying and uncluttering stuff so that you become more productive, more profitable, and have a predictable future and a future income.
Now, for those of you who are not scheduled yet to go to Oklahoma, I want you to listen to this 20-second story, true story about Darnell Self. When he went to his first convention, it was him and 6 other guys. There were 7 of them in his organization that attended the first convention. There were 6 of them in one room. Out of the 6 sleeping on the floor in the bathtub and all around that room, 5 of those 7 who attended became ring earners.
They earned over $100,000 a year.
Yes.
4 of them became what?
Millionaire Club members.
And 40.
And from 4 of those that were that moved forward in that organization, 47 ring earners were generated over the future years. So whether you're attending the convention by yourself, or you've got 3 people, or 2 people, or 200 people, Frank and I just want to implore all of you to figure out a way to get to the convention.
That man that filled the tank up.
Yes.
Went out, didn't know how he was going to eat or anything else, but he said he's going
to
go.
And there's so many people who want to help accommodate you. Go to the Performance Family site, look at the event communication blog there. You know, talk around, go to the meetings, ask around. You'll figure it out. It's important for you to be there. We know what it's going to mean to your business.
Longest call we've had, one of the best for years.
It is. And the breakout again is Sunday morning. Go to Performance Family Event to register for it, event.com,
and you're the big announcement.
Or just do it through the Performance Family site, either way. And we do have a huge announcement for our team that we're going to roll out there. We think all of you are going to be super excited about your future more than ever with this company. So that's a wrap. Frank, I'll roll it back to you.
No. Listen, everybody, this is Frank and Teresa, and for the whole team and all the people who prepared for tonight, thank you so much. We know this is not easy. One of you is in the rain. The other is no telling what they're doing. But thank each and every one of you for everything that you do.
And
also remember that millennials have more energy than you do.
So recruit some. And next week, on Wednesday of next week, we have scheduled the latest person in the company to actually achieve Platinum Director, Platinum Executive Director for 12 consecutive months. Burt Calhoun is going to be on our call.
Part of the council now. Part of the council.
Part of the council.
All right, guys, thank y'all. Bye-bye. Great call.
I know.
Shit.